Shall we turn to Gospel according to Luke chapter 3? Gospel of Luke chapter 3, verse 21. Luke Gospel chapter 3, verse 21. I'll read. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. In the gospel, especially in the Luke gospel, the first of all, seven times Luke recorded the praying of Jesus in different occasions. This is the first occasion Jesus was praying, because in the final preparation of the ministry of Jesus, his ministry, his prayer, he praying, the heaven was opened. At least six times the scripture mentioned that this heaven is open. This is the first occasion the Jesus is praying that is mentioned. Jesus' prayer life, when we look in the scripture, in a very precious way, we can understand it in a different occasions. That is why in the Gospel chapter 11, verse 1, when the disciple came and asked to Jesus, teach us to pray. Because, and Jesus' prayer is in a peculiar, in a special way. The disciple asked to Jesus, teach us to pray, how to pray. Then, suppose we want to pray, how to pray, then Jesus taught about this prayer in a different occasions or different circumstances. And think like God think, then only we can pray like that. See, automatically we cannot pray unless and we are not thinking about how God think. That is why in the gospel, it's not only the gospel, in the epistle also is mentioned, we have the mind of Christ. Because it's not like others, we have the mind of Christ, then only we can pray like how our Lord pray. Unless and we are not able to renew the mind, we cannot think like that. See, Jesus is that his mind is, especially the, let that, this mind be in you, that is the Philippians chapter 2, verse 15, says that we have that the mind of Christ. How we can develop that the mind of Christ, unless and we are not able to read the scripture, we are not able to develop that mind of Christ. Because the scripture, day by day we are reading and reading, and our mind is settled in such a way, we can have that mind of Christ. Automatically, we cannot think about, we cannot come and we can pray. That is the artificial way. The mind to pray. See, look at this verse, chapter 3, verse 21. In the final preparation of Jesus for his ministry, he start to pray. I said that at least seven occasions or seven times it's recorded that the praying of Jesus, that is the first thing, chapter 3, verse 21. Look at the chapter 5, verse 16, the another occasion. chapter 5, verse 16. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Because he was in this occasion, he was very busy with the healing the people and all. And the people are around him. But in that busy schedule, the Mark of Gospel chapter 1 verse 35 said that everybody is looking for him. But he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. He said, what a wonderful thing. Everybody is waiting for him. Because he has a very busy schedule in the ministry, healing the people and preaching the gospel and cast out the demons. It's okay, but that the mind of Christ or the mind of God, he went into the solitary place, he withdrew himself in the wilderness and prayed. It's the most of them say, I was as an evangelist, I know that when we are busy with the, because the fruit of, or busy with so many ministries and all, we forget in that the mind of that prayer. Because of that, we are not able to have much fruitful in the ministry. This is the second occasion. Because Jesus heals the many and his fame spread around. But always that the mind of prayer or that the praying. Chapter 6 verse 12, the third occasion is mentioned that. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. This occasion we know that he's going to choose the apostles. And before that, he spent the whole night is spending his time before the Father. That attitude, not depend on himself, not depend on the fruit of the ministry or anything like that, is always depend on the Father and is praying. And because of that, verse 13, and when it was the day, he called unto his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named the apostles. That is the third occasion. He praying and choosing the people. In the same manner or the same method, we can see the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13. The apostle, they fasted and prayed. Then the Spirit of God said to these apostles, what do you have to do? Whenever we have the ministry, then we always start with prayer. It's a depend on the Lord, what God wants to say to us. That is his decision, is the best decision for us. Is we need the mind of Christ. Then only we can have that attitude. Then another occasion, just you see that, then chapter 6, verse 12, chapter 6, verse 12, just we read then. Then chapter 9, verse 18, another occasion. Chapter 9, verse 18. And it came to pass, as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him. And he asked them, saying, whom say the people that I am. You know the background of this portion. Verse 17 saying that they did eat and were all filled, and there was taken up the fragments and the remained to them the 12 baskets. Then verse 18, and it came to pass as he was alone praying his disciples. He's a praying man. He's a useful man. That is true. Prayer is not automatically comes. We have to. That is a chapter. Then the fifth occasion, chapter 11, yes, you see that. Chapter 11, verse 1. Then the disciple asked, teach us to pray. That mind, Lord, you teach us to pray. Because whenever the situation comes, whatever it may be, you going alone and you pray, that the mind of Christ, we also needed that. Then, about the prayer, he given the two illustration. That is a verse, chapter 11, verse 5, on saying that. Praying for others and praying for himself. That. Dear one, we need that mind or that mindset. See, then another occasion, verse 28, chapters 9, verse 28, another occasion is praying that, chapter 9, verse 28. And it came to pass, about an 8 days after this saying, he took Peter and John and James and went up into the mountain to pray. And he was, and as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white as glistening. He was praying with Peter and John. The prayer life of our Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful example in our life. Because what the people are saying, he asked the Peter, that is the verse 18 saying that, then you praying alone and asking to the people, what are they saying about me? That. And another occasion, just you see that, chapter 11, verse 1, just we read that. Then they ask, teach us. How much time, O Lord, spend on this earth for the prayer? And he thought about that, how to pray. That prayer life, when you study there in this gospel, what a wonderful example in our life, we can pray. The secret of our Lord Jesus, that the power of our Lord's life, that we can see that the prayer. And another thing, chapter 11, verse chapter 11, verse 5, and he said to them, he given the example how we have to pray for others. How to intercede. Then he's saying that he given the parable. For the prayer, he given the two parables. That is chapter 11, verse 5, and chapter 18, verse 1 on. Chapter 11, verse 5, he given the parable how to pray for others' need. That parable, it shows that he said unto them, verse 5, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. Verse 6, for a friend of mine in his journey is come to me and I have nothing to set before him. Really, how much he taken the initiative to meet others' need. And verse 7, and he from within, he shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed, I cannot rise and give thee. I send you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because he is the importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needed that. That is the really the intercession for others. He taken the trouble to spend a time. And then the final answer, we can understand it. See, we have that mind of attitude. We are praying for others. We need to take the pain and we are spending time with the spend a time for others. And even the whatever the circumstances may be, without. And then he's saying that how he boldly he asking without any ashamed about anything for his friend. And then another our Lord's prayer is chapter 22, verse 41 on. There we can see the another prayer that is the seventh time Jesus is praying. Chapter 22, verse 41 on. And he was, Luke Gospel, chapter 22, verse 41. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there he appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Then verse 44, and being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he arose from prayer and was come to his disciple, he found them to sleeping also. See them. This, the whole, at least the seven occasion, we're reading how our Lord is praying, that is recorded in the gospel. In a different occasion. This occasion, we know that because of his, that before the suffering, he spent a time with the Lord. It's not only the personal, not only the need of others, and in different occasions, he always have that mind of to pray. Dear Lord, that we can see that the fruitful of the ministry. Without prayer, we can't do that. Prayer is very important in our life. Then only God. Without prayer, we are unable to do anything. Prayer is not automatically comes when the believers are gathered together, then automatically comes. It's not like that. We need a preparation. And to teach us to pray means we have to train up. Then only we are able to pray that. Our mind otherwise go here and there. Then we have to concentrate that subject or that matter. And the mind of Christ, we have to develop it. Earlier I said that how we can develop the mind of Christ. We have to saturate the God's word. Day by day, the meditate the God's word. Then only we are able to develop the mind of Christ to pray. Simply not automatically comes. Our Lord spent the whole night, even though in the busy ministry, a busy schedule. In the midst of this all, you always have the time to pray. And sometimes we may not able to understand the need of others. Without prayer, God cannot do anything. We need a prayer support. Then only God can work. The power of prayer, unless and if we are not experienced, we are not able to. Not only the personal life, in the assemblies and in the society, the power of prayer, God can do the great miracle in our society. Because this, in the gospel, we can understand it. Because we have to understand the God's sovereignty in the power of God. We have to understand, then only we are able to pray that. We need the knowledge of God. Unless and if we don't have the knowledge of God, then how we are not able to pray that. Just simply we can utter something. But when we know God, our prayer life, we can improve it. See, in this gospel, the disciple came and asked, Lord, you teach us to pray. How to pray? Then he thought about the prayer. The frame he given to them. How to pray. Throughout this gospel, the Jesus life, we can see that. Whenever the occasion comes, and he spent much time with the Father. John 17 saying that the concluding that Jesus' life, we can understand that Jesus is praying to the Father. How much he concerned about you and me. How much he concerned about us. Here we always remember that when we are gathering, when we are gathered together for prayer, we always concerned about, we have to concerned about one another. The power of prayer, we have to experience it. How much time we have to spend is with the scripture. Depend on that, we have to develop the mind of Christ. Reading the God's word again and again, we have to renewing our mind, that the mind of Christ, then we can spend much time in prayer. Then we can understand the need of others. When we can understand our own inability, then in the ministry, prayer is always teach us to pray. That means, see, we need a particular time to train up that. Ministry is always before us. But prayer time, anytime we can do the ministry, but the prayer time is in a peculiar way we have to develop it. Jesus, the whole night he was praying, even though the need of many things around him, but in the midst of that, he went into solitary place, went into the wilderness, and he spent a time with the Father. Oh, really, when we think about the Jesus prayer life, we have to humble ourselves. Lord, we can examine ourselves. Lord, where we are standing. Our prayer is, there is no power. Why it happening? Because the lack of time we are spending before the Lord, because of that we are not able to achieve many things from the Lord. And other things, when you pray, in Jesus' life, Luke Gospel chapter 3 on, when we look, that the prayer life of our Lord Jesus Christ, Whenever the crowd around him, he always slip away from the crowd and spend a time with the Father. We always like to be in the crowd, but our Lord always trying to slip away from the crowd and spend a time with the Father. He liked that the fellowship with the Father, because that the importance of fellowship with the Father, sometimes we are not able to understand that. Spending time with the Lord, unless and we are not able to enjoy that fellowship, the prayer life, sometimes it can be it's a very difficult to use that time. And the prayer is like a wrestling with God. We have to, that like a Jacob, Genesis chapter 32, saying that unless you are not blessing, I will not leave you. The prayer is like the Lord, this need, more than my personal need, the need of others, need of the assembly, need of our own surrounding people. In the spend time with the Lord, that is. Dear one, we can examine ourselves, compare with our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, where I am standing. Unless and we don't have burden, we are not able to pray that. We needed the burden. How our Lord burdened with this, the need of these people. Because of that, he spent a time with the Father to achieve the greatest things to these people. May the God help us to understand the prayer life for our Lord Jesus Christ. We can also pray to God, Lord, you teach us to pray. Our prayer life, little more we can improve, or little more we can involve in a wonderful manner. Many of the times we are praying and just the casual prayer, and outcome also we are not concerned about that. Look at our Lord Jesus Christ when he prayed, that prayer, it's immediately answered. Sometimes that prayer, even delay also, we can understand in a wonderful way, Father answered his prayer. In these 7 occasions, Jesus prayed. In that, not only the 7 occasions, the Luke is recorded 7 occasions, but in this occasions, we can also understand it, how our Lord spent a time with the Father, the communion with his Father. May the God help us to examine ourselves, our prayer life, how much burden we have, how much concern about surrounding our own people or our own dear believers, our own assemblies matters. We can also pray to God, Lord, teach us how you pray in the same way we want also to pray, Lord. How you spend the time with the Father the same way we want also. How you pray the same things we want also apply in our own life. That is why Jesus said to that, follow me. Not only the walk with the Lord, his prayer life also. We can follow, we can adopt it. May the God help us to pray with the burden, like our Lord Jesus Christ prayed, the same way we can also. May the God help us.